Steve, can you present your case?
This is a 52-year-old Cuban gentleman who splits his time between Miami and Costa Rica. He had several months' worth of rectal bleeding, which he attributed to hemorrhoids, which is a pretty common thing to do, and ended up in an emergency room away from my area and was immediately recognized to have rectal cancer. Had a biopsy, was an adenocarcinoma. CT scan showed multiple liver metastases in the right lobe of the liver.
Nothing. What was his reaction to that situation, to that diagnosis?
Surprisingly calm with it. I don't know whether it's a religious thing or what.
The hepatic lesions, is that thought to be resectable or not resectable? Where are they?
There are multiple lesions in the right lobe. There's nothing in the left lobe, according to the CT scans. I've been listening to this. I have not done a PET scan on this gentleman. I probably should. But I don't think he's, number one, I really don't think with the extent of his disease that he's going to be resectable. And number two, I don't think he'd go for a resection anyhow.
Was he bleeding a lot?
Or? Yes.
And how low-lying was the rectal tumor?
It's within a finger reach.
Okay. So this is a very tough call, what to do and in what order. In a perverse way, it's a little easier to decide if the patient's not curable. I chaired a session at ASCO GI a couple of years ago, a two-hour session on the solitary liver met and rectal primary, and after 2 hours, we didn't agree on what to do. It's a very complex issue. The first issue is, do you need to do something locally to manage this patient's symptoms? If he's bleeding a lot, then you may want to do primary chemoradiation. One of the things you'd probably like to avoid doing is doing an APR because he's got incurable disease. Doesn't sound like the kind of guy who's going to appreciate a colostomy.
Right.
So the issue to me would be, when do you play which card? And I might have erred on the side of radiating him if he was bleeding a lot, giving him CAPE and radiation or FU and radiation just to control the bleeding, and then come on the back end with chemotherapy. Now,
what about oxaliplatin with radiation? So
it's not unreasonable, but you're not going to cure this patient. If I knew you got better local control, that would be fine, but I don't know that. It's going to be more toxic.
So locally, more toxic?
Well, marrow toxicity, bowel toxicity. Again, I think that's reasonable. If it was bulky disease, you might go with oxali, preferably on a trial. But in this patient, I think it's also reasonable to start with FOLFOX. It turns out, I think anecdotally, I've never seen a study report this, oftentimes the primaries respond way better than the mets. And I've seen a number of these patients who present with synchronous disease where we look for the primary and can't find the primary after we've treated with systemic therapy. So I actually think in this patient it's really reasonable, if he's moving his bowels, he's not obstructed, to do a couple of cycles of FOLFOX and see if he gets a local benefit, and then probably swing in with some radiation to get local control, get a sense of if the patient responds incredibly well to the FOLFOX in the liver, then maybe you reset your sights and think about trying to do surgery and talk them into different surgical options.
If the bleeding stopped, would you add in Bev?
Yeah, so this is another example where what's the added value? And again, you could argue if the patient had a great response, where you think if you could get a little more oomph to your response, I might add in Bev. But I certainly wouldn't have treated with Bev in somebody who presents with a bleeding rectal primary.
So what did you do?
I gave him FOLFOX 6, and after two courses of FOLFOX 6, his bleeding stopped. He's now had six courses, and I'm going to be sending him to a surgeon to have a look and radiation therapy to have a look and just discuss that with what we're going to do. Patient is not enthusiastic at all about having a colostomy. He's a good-looking Cuban guy. He's got a little beard and all that. And he's single, and according to him,
it would ruin his, it would get in his way.
And how's he tolerated the treatment?
Interestingly, I didn't give him the 100 of oxali. I gave him 85.
Modified FOLFOX.
Yeah, modified FOLFOX 6. And he requires growth factors.
Any neuropathy?
None.
And what about his imaging and markers?
The CEA has come down a bit. It was in the teens. It's come down a little bit. The CT scan of the liver, if you want to just compare numbers the way they read it, I haven't seen them side by side. It seems to be a little smaller, but he still has a mass over 7 centimeters in the liver and multiple other small masses in the right lobe.
Yeah, so this is a patient I would refocus, as you've done. You don't have to refocus because you already sort of concluded that he was incurable. And I agree with maybe stopping the Fulfox, radiating him in the pelvis to try to keep him from having terrible symptoms or obstructing, and then maybe go back to systemic therapy.
The interesting thing is this, I've had frank discussion with the guy. He speaks only Spanish. My Spanish is pretty good. So I had a discussion with him, and he really wants to go back to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
He spends 3 months at a time there and 3 months at a time in Miami. And I said, you know, it's not going to give real good control to your disease and so forth, but you just have to understand what your goals are with this thing. We're not going to cure this disease. And if you don't want a colostomy, we can get you radiation therapy there, maybe a few more courses of this, and then let you go to Costa Rica and come back periodically. I said, can you get chemotherapy in Costa Rica? He says, no.
So no, if you gave him radiation at this point, Alan, would you give him 5-FU or capecitabine?
Yeah, I probably would. And the other thing to consider in somebody with bulky metastatic disease is a shorter course of radiation. Right. The reason we do 5-6 weeks of radiation is because of normal tissue injury and tolerance. I think if you have a patient who, based on the volume of his disease, probably is not going to live much more than a year or 18 months, if the patient's bargaining with you as to what he's willing to do and what he isn't, a short course of radiation may accomplish the same thing.
How short?
Well, 2 weeks, that's what we might do. Just, again, I wouldn't do that except in the patient who says, you know, I'll do it. I'm not going to hang around for 6 weeks to get radiation.
Sounds like this guy, yeah.
So I think that that's an option. One of the things that we don't do enough of in the U.S., in Europe, they do short course radiation. It does have some long-term consequences, but this fellow has metastatic disease and probably won't have the long-term consequences.
I just had short course radiation done to a lady with breast cancer and brain mets who's rather ill, and I got him to give the whole course of total brain in 5 days.
Yeah, I think you need to accommodate your patients sometimes.
Ken?
Yeah, that would be more of a cautery type of treatment, I would think, more than a tumor-cital local control type of thing.
Correct.
And then the second thing, although I appreciate rapidity, such as what Steve just mentioned, I think we've all been burnt, I know I have, with people who've gotten short course radiation therapy, and then when you give your systemic therapy, they live longer, they get a local recurrence, and then you are absolutely screwed by the radiation, because the radiation call says, I can't do this because their brain will turn into scrambled eggs.
Your point is totally right on.
The rectum will blow.
This is an accommodation to the patient who's saying, I'm heading back to Costa Rica, you have a month to work on me. I think, because I agree with you that one of the things we're not all that good at in a patient like this, who we've only seen right now, we don't have any idea how, this could be one of those patients who lives 3-4 years with surprising quality of life. So I totally agree.